Today, Shiras Masech Tzvachim on Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin at the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis with the Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we are continuing with the Kochei Kadoshim. Begins the Mishnah, Chatois Hatzibur Vahayochid. And Rashi tells us, the Chatos Hatzibur that we are discussing here are besides those which we have already learnt before in the previous Mishnah, which are the Chatois Pnimius that were done inside of the Heichel, which are the Par Ha'eda and the Seire Avodes Kechavim. And now we are going to learn about other Chatois Hatzibur. Also, we are going to learn about the Chatos of a Yochid, and an individual can bring one of four Chatois. The most standard one is on anything that a person does an aver for which he is chayv b'mezid kores. If he does that same avera b'shogeg, then he brings a chatas. Or under certain circumstances, there's a korban oilu v'yoyred, which is a type of chatas, depending on the financial ability of the person to pay. That determines what kind of korban he brings. Then there is a chatas of the metzora that he needs for his Tahara, and also the chatos of a nazir at the end of his nazirus. And now the Mishnah begins to enumerate the chatos hatzibur. Elu hein chatos hatzibur. The following are the chatos hatzibur, which are chitzoniyos, the ones that are done in the Azora, on the Mizbeach, hanechoshes, not inside the Heichel, on the Mizbeach, hazov. Seire Roshei Chadoshim Vishel Moyades. These are the Seirim for Rosh Chodesh and for the Yom Tovim. So the Mishnah says that Shchitasen Batzofen, you have to shech them in the northern part of the Azara. V'kibul Domon V'chlisharis Batzofen. Rashi points out that we've already learned with a Binyanav in the previous Gemara that all Chatois have to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara, and the dam were makabel in a kli, the kli shoris, that has to be done also with the kayin standing in the northern part of the Azara. The daman ton arba matonois al arba kronois, and the zrikas hadam has to be done by applying the dam four applications on the four kronos. And we learned this before, Rashi points out, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, that a chatos has to have the dam applied to the four kronos. Exactly how it is applied, we will see on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Now, the kronos were on each of the corners of the Mizbeach. They were like horns. They looked like a chimney stack. They were an amma by an amma by an amma, an amma in length, an amma in width, and an amma in height. And these square blocks were on each of the corners of the Mizbeach. Let us spend a few moments just to discuss the makeup of the Mizbeach. As we turn to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, there was a kevesh, a ramp, that the Mizbeach was on the southern side. We're going to see later in the Gemara, some say that the Mizbeach was totally in the north, but the Kevesh certainly was in the southern side of the Azara, and there was a large Kevesh, and there was also, on the side of the large Kevesh, there was a Kevesh Katan, a small ramp. And the Mizbeach was 10 Amas high. In the middle, in the fifth Amma, there was the Chut HaSikra, a red line. Certain Damim had to be applied on top of the Chut HaSikra, as we'll see later on this Amud, and certain Damim of other Karbanis had to be applied under the Chut HaSikra. And at the sixth Amma of the Mizbeach, there was an indentation of one Amma, and thus there was a sovev, there was a ledge by which the Kohen was able to walk around the Mizbeach. There was then another three Ammas, up to the kronis. That means from the floor up to the kronis, there was five, and another one by the sovev is six, another three is nine, and then the tenth amma were the four kronis on the four corners of the mizbeach. So the koyen would ola bakevesh, as we begin in Gimel Amud Aleph, he would go up the ramp, and then he would go from the large ramp to the hakevesh hakotan, the smaller ramp. From there he would go to the soivev, upana le soivev, he went to the ledge, and as Rashi points out, he had to do this only by the chatois, because since the blood of a chatas is applied, as we're going to learn, with the right index finger, it's not splattered on the mizbeach, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, by a korban oila, for example. Since it's applied on the kronis of the mizbeach with his finger, therefore he had to go up on the sovev and apply it to the kronis of the mizbeach, whereas the other korbanos, where the dam was splattered on the mizbeach from a keli, it was not necessary to apply it with the finger directly on the mizbeach, and therefore it was enough for the kohen to stand on the ground and throw the dam on the mizbeach. So now when he went up to the soivev, so as Rashi points out, we have a klal, which the Gemara says in Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, Kol Pinoi Shata Pinoi Yehei Yehu Derech Yemin. Whenever you're turning, it should always be to your right. So since the Kevesh was in the south side of the Azara, he would go up on that south side. His right would be on the southeastern corner. So he would turn to the southeast, and then he would apply the dam on the southeastern corner. Then he would move more towards his right. That would then be the northeastern corner. He would continue on his right, making a circle around the mizbeach. He would come to the northwestern corner. And then his final corner, where he applied the dam, would be again to his right, completing the circle at the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and then he would go down the kevesh on the southern side of the mizbeach, having made a total circle around the mizbeach. So the Mishnah continues, Ubo loy lekeren dremes mizrachis. He first came to the southeastern corner, applied the dam. Then he went to mizrachis svoinis, the northeastern corner, applied the dam. Svoinis maravis, he went to the northwestern corner and applied the dam. And finally he went to the maravis dremes, the southwestern corner, and again applied the dam. Continues the Mishnah, Shiyore hadam, the leftover of the dam that was not used on the kronos of the mizbeach, hayishayfech al yisoid dreimus, that was spilled out on the southern yisoid around the bottom of the mizbeach. There was an amma of like a foundation, and this amma of a yisoid did not encircle the entire mizbeach, as we'll see on Amud Beis, but rather there were two main sides of the mizbeach where the yisod went across the whole side, and that was the northern side and the western side, and it would wrap around. The yisod went one amma around the north eastern corner, and it went one amma around the southwestern corner. The southeastern corner had no yisoid whatsoever. In fact, from the end of that one amma at the southwestern tip of the mizbeach, going along the southern side, going then up towards the north on the eastern side, there was no yisoid from the southwestern corner where there was one amma on the south side until the northeastern corner where there was another amma of the yisoid on the eastern side. That whole area of south and east had no yisoid, and this will be very important when we learn the sugya on Amud Beis about the oila. But on the southern side, there was that one Amma of a Yisoid, and when he would come down the Kevesh, he would be near that one Amma of Yisoid on the southern side, and that's where he poured out the remnants of the dam that had not been used on the Mizbeach on the corners. V'necholun lefnim min ha-kloyim, and the chatas has to be eaten inside the kloyim. In the Mishkan, these were the curtains which were replaced in the Beis Olamim, in the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo built by the Azorah, which had walls. So the Chattas, the Kachim Kachim of Chattas, could only be eaten within the Kaisle HaAzorah. And now it's interesting, the Tver Shrol points out, that the Mishnah is using the Lashon that would apply to the Mishkan, and not to the Beis HaMikdash that came after the Mishkan. The Tver Shrol says that perhaps this Mishnah was in fact learnt by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and therefore it was said in the Lashon of Kloyim, of the curtains which applied only to the Mishkan. And in fact, the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Halevi, tells us that not only this Mishnah was learnt by Moshe, but in fact, the entire Perek that we are learning, Ezel Mekayman, Shosvachim, was received by Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Brura, Moshe Misinai. It was a clear-cut halacha from Moshe Misinai, and therefore, in all of the Mishnayos, we do not find any Machloikis Tanoim, and that's why the Beis Yosef and Aruch Chaim and Siman Nun suggests that that's why these Mishnayos were chosen to be part of the Tfilas HaShachar that every Jew says in the morning in his davening. The Karbonos, that's why these Mishnayos were taken to represent Torah Shebaal Peh, because they were direct Mishnayos that have been learned Mimoshe, Misinai, Halacha, Brura, without Machloikis, and that's why they were chosen to be recited during Tfilas HaShachar. And our Mishnah, since it was learned by Moshe Rabbeinu, uses the Lashon of Lefnim Min HaKloyim. Who eats the Chatas? That's Lezichrei Kohuna. The only the Zecharim, and Rashi over here brings two Makairis. One is the Pasuk that says, HaKoyin HaMechata Oysa, the one who should eat it is the Koyin who made the Chatas, and this excludes women who do not do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And another Pasuk that Rashi brings is in Parshas Kairach, which where we find by Chatas, Ashram, and Mincha, it says, Kol Zachar Yoichel Oysai. So we have two sources, according to Rashi, that it is only eaten by the Zichrei Kuna. The meat that is able to be eaten from the Chatas is only eaten by the male Zichrei Kuna. B'chol Michael, you can eat it in any way possible. Why does the Mishnah say it? You can eat it cooked or roasted. The Mishnah wants to say it does not have the halacha, tells us Rashi, of a Korban Pesach that can only be eaten tzli, roasted. And how long can it be eaten? It's liyoyim v'layla. And this was learned, Rashi tells us, on Daf Lamed Vav, that a chatas is eaten liyoyim v'layla. And we know that by kachim, Rashi says, the laila is hoylech achar yoyim. In the rest of the Torah, we say that the laila begins the day and the yoyim goes after the previous night. However, by kachim, the day begins in the morning and the night goes after the day. So the chatas can be eaten for a full day and a full night. And then the Mishnah says, ad chatzois, but it can only be eaten until midnight. And in fact, it cannot be eaten the entire night. And here Rashi brings down the first Mishnah in Shas, in Brachas Dav Beis Amid Alf, where we learned that Kol HaNecholim L'Yoyim Echad is mitzvos and Ad She'al Amud HaShachar. Really, you could eat it until the morning star. However, why did the Chachamim say until Chatzos? That's L'Harchik Adam and Aver, because if a person is not careful and he won't watch carefully that he eats it before it becomes daybreak, Chas v'Shalom, he could do the Avera of Neisser, which is an Isser chorus, and therefore, L'Harchik Adam and Avera, the Chacham said you can only eat it until Chatzos, and similarly by Kriya Shema, really you could do it a whole night, but the Chacham said till Chatzos, Kidei L'Harchik Adam min Ha'Avera. Begins the Gemara. Heichi Ovid. how exactly was the dam by the chatas applied to the kronos, which we discussed before when we learned the Mishnah, exactly what the makeup of the kronos were. How was the dam applied? And here we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar noisen amo eilech v'amo eilech. One of these say that we would put the dam one amma away from the edge, the two corners by a keren. There were two corners of the Mizbeach coming together. Let's say the southeastern corner. So you had this side of the south and the side of the east coming together. And there you had the keren, the horn, the chimney-like protrusion on top of the Mizbeach, amal, amal, amal. So, according to one of the Mandayamarim here, he would put the dam away from the edge of that corner within an amal, either on the south side or on the eastern side. The Chad Amar, and one says, no, mechate v'yoyred keneged chudei shel keren. Rashi says the word mechate means from the lashon of the pasuk akoina mechato isa, that he would apply the dam. He would make the application of the dam of the chatas that had been shechted and brought as a korban on the mizbeach. He would apply that dam on the chudei shel keren. He couldn't do it within one amma of the chudei shel keren, but rather he had to do it directly on the edge of the horn. So now the Gemara says that really this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is totally in a different machlokes, because there's a machlokes which we're going to have later on this amud between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, and that is, do you have to apply the dam on the keren itself, or are you allowed to apply the dam? According to Rebbe, the halach is not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. You're allowed to apply the dam above the chut hasikra, even below the actual keren, as long as it's within the four amas that is from the keren until the chut hasikra. Says the Gemara that the machlokes we just had, whether you have to do it on the edge of the keren, or you're allowed to do it on either side of the keren, within an amma from the chudai shel keren, that will be totally in this machlaikis. Why? I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who's the Amar, he atzma, which Rashi explains to mean that kol atzma ve'ikr mitzvasai, eina yalasham, that the main essence of the mitzvah of applying the dam is only on the keren itself and not below the keren, not like Rebbe says, he atzma eina nasis ela begufa shel keren. So then the kuliyama loipli, then there's no machloikis, as Rashi explains, then everybody will hold that you're allowed to do it within an amma from the chudai, because you have a corner, you have a keren. So then there's no hava minute that you have to do it on the edge of the keren, on the corner of the keren, but rather you could do it on any part of the amma on either side of the chudei shel keren. No machlokes. Ki pligi. Where is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? That will be aliba de Rebbe. That's according to Rebbe, who says that you don't have to apply it to the horn itself. You can apply it on the arba amis that are below the horn, as long as it's lamai lamichut hasikra. So now we're going to have a machlokes. Why? Mar sover one Mandi Omer holds a liba de Rebbe that ama elech v'ama elech keneged keren hu. Just like in the keren itself, you don't have to do it on the edge, but rather you could do it on either side within the ama from the chudai shel keren. So also, if you're allowed to do it below the keren, up to the chut hasikra, so whatever you could do above, you could do below. You don't have to do it on the edge. You could do it either on this side or that side, as long as it's within one amma of the chudei shel keren. Umar sover, but the other man, the Rambam holds, keneged chudei in tfeiloi. No. When are you allowed to apply it within an amma? That's only on the keren itself. Because a keren can mean either a horn or a corner. So if you apply it on the Karen itself, so at least you have the idea of a Karen being a horn. You don't have it on the precise chudei shel Karen on the corner itself, but you have it on the protrusion, you have it on the horn. So mimele, that's good. But once you get below, so below it's no longer the Karen. So then the only way I could fulfill the requirement of putting it on the Karen is to put it on the chudoi. If I'll put it on the edge, so then at least I have the concept of Karen that it's the corner, because I have it mamish on the chudoi, on the edge of the mizbeach. So that's why this mandir amar holds that below the Karen and above the chuta sikra, in that area, it has to be chudoi, in tveloi. It has to be bedafka on the chuda and not any diversion away from the chuda. Mesri, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Chata, we learned in a brisa. Chata, satsi b'ra yachid, keitz, matan dam, and how do you apply to dam? Hoya oilu la kevish. He went up on the kevish, as we learned in our Mishnah. He went on the ramp, upon ul saivev. He turned to the indentation, to the ledge, which was at the sixth amo. It was indented one amo. Uboloi la keren dromis mizrachas. He came to the southeastern, because he's going to his right, as we learned. So his first corner is the southeastern corner. V'toivel betzpoya yimonis. He dips his right finger, and which right finger? The Brisa goes on to explain, hayumenish shabiyimin. Habiyumenis means it's the most dexterous. It's the most independent of all the other fingers. It's the one that's next to the thumb, the goydel, that has its own chashivas, and the finger next to it that is the most independent and dexterous, that is the index finger. It is with that finger that he's toivel into the basin, and he takes min adam shebemizrach, he takes from the dam that's in the basin. And then, v'chaymer begoidloi milmala. The word v'chaymer means he pushes down, he causes the dam that's on his finger that he has just dipped into the basin, he causes it to shrink, to concentrate. He piles up that the dam that was all over his finger. How does he get it to the tip of his finger? So milmalo, he does it with the goydel, with his thumb. On one side of his index finger, he pushes it down with his thumb, ubetzboi ktana, with his pinky, with his smallest finger, milmata, from the bottom, and he piles it all together until he has it at the tip of his finger. Umechate v'yoyreid, and he applies it, and he goes down, and here are the crucial words that are going to be akasha. Kineget chudo shel keren, on the edge of the horn, ad shemechala kol adam shebatzman, until all the dam that's on his finger has been used up. V'chein kol keren v'keren, and so he goes around the mizbeach, and he applies it to each of the four kronos of the mizbeach. So l'chayre, this is difficult on the man d'yomar, who says that he does it noisen v'chayser v'noisen, that he applies it and then applies it again. Here we see that it's difficult on the man d'yomar, who says that he could do it within an amma of the chudai. Here it says beferish keneged chudai shel keren, that it has to be on the chudai shel keren. So the Gemara says it's not difficult. Hachi kamar. This is what the Brisa means to say. Of course, mitzvah b'chuda. It's a mitzvah to do it on the edge of the corner. But i'ovid amma eilich v'amma eilich leslambo. But on the other hand, if he did it one amma, within one amma, away from the edge, on this side, or alternatively, he did it within one amma on the other side, away from the edge, from the corner, less lamba, it's b'diavad, it's okay, even though l'chatchila, he should have done it on the chuda. So it's not difficult on the man d'yomar, who says that he's allowed to do it on either side, within one amma from the edge. Now the Gemara wants to know about this machlokes that we mentioned between Rebbe and Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. My Rebbe, you, my Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. What is that machlokes all about? The Sunday we learned in the Brisa. Damim al yoinim, the damim of korbanos, like the oilus ha'oif, or the chatas behema. which have to be applied on the top part of the Mizbeach, Nitana Michot HaSikra L'mayla. They are applied on the red, above the red line. Domim HaTachtoinim, the other Karbonis Chitzoinius that are put on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and they have to have their dam put on the bottom below the Chut HaSikra, Nitana Michot HaSikra L'matan, Divrei Rabbi. They can be placed below the Chut HaSikra. So therefore, the chatos, according to Rebbe, is applied from the Chut HaSikra up until the Karen. It doesn't have to be put on the Karen itself. That's the sheet of Rebbe. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Oimer, Bamed, Var, Mamurim, Ba'ol HaSa'if. When do you do it above the Chut HaSikra until the Karen? That's Ba'ol HaSa'if. That goes the Malami Chut HaSikra. Ah, Vol B'chatos Behema. It's not good enough to do it between the Chut HaSikra and the Karen, but there he atzma einasis ela al gufish Karen. This is the lashon that we had before that was quoted above, that here the etzem essence of the mitzvah of applying the dam of the chatas behema is to the Karen itself. You cannot do it below the Karen. Amar Rabavua, says Rabavua. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe who says that you can apply the Dama Chatas below the Karen as long as it's L'mayla Michut HaSikra D'chsip? Because we learned the Pasuk in Yecheskel that discusses the Mizbeach, and Yecheskel called the Mizbeach Hareil. Veha Hareil, the Mizbeach, was Arba Amos. It had a dimension of four Amos, which the Gemara will soon explain. Umei Hareil L'mayla. Now here, there is an apparent mistake in the way it's written in our Gemara, because if you look up the Pasuk in Yecheskel, you'll find that this word has a ksiv and a kri, and both the ksiv and the kri is not spelled the way we have it here. In our Gemara, we have that the word is hey, hey, resh, aleph, lamed. And if you look in Yecheskel, the ksiv is hey, aleph, resh, aleph, yud, lamed. Ha Ariel, and the Kri is Hey Aleph Reish Yud Aleph Lamed. Ha Ariel. But it's neither way is it spelled as we have it in the Gemara. But anyway, this refers to the Mizbeach, and then the Pasuk concludes, Umei Ha Ariel Ulamaila. The end of the Pasuk is that there were Arba Kronos. Hakronis, the lashon of the pasuk is Hakronis Arba. There were four kronis. Ask the Gemara on the beginning of the pasuk. It says the mizbeach was Arba Amos. Arba Amos, who the havya? The mizbeach was only had a surface of four Amos. It was much bigger than that. Amar Ravada Barava, Makom. The sheet that takes out the vav here, Umakom. Makom Kronis Arba. Surface area that the kronos of the Mizbeach took up was a total of four Amos. And here, now the Shita puts back the Vav in the next word. As the Gemara, Umakoim kronos dalet havya. As Rashi explains, on either side of, let's say you took the eastern side of the Mizbeach, so you had one Amma of a Karen on the southeast corner, and you had one Amma of a Karen on the northeast corner. So the total that you had on that side was two Amos. You went from northeast to northwest. Again, you had two Amos of Karen. And since the Psukim over there never gave a total surface, which would be Dalid, but rather they gave dimensions like 2 by 2, which would equal 4. So why was it written in a Lashon? That's the Gemara's Kasha, the way Rashi explains. Was the Lashon Apostolic Arba Amos? It should have said 2 by 2. Ela Ema Rishus Kronos Dalid. So Rebbe understands this Pasuk to mean that from the Kronos going down to the Chut HaSikra, you had another four Amos, that the Kronos did not end at the top of the 9 Amos of the Mizbeach that were under the Kronos, but rather the Rishus of the Kronos extended another 4 Amos down from the Kronos till the Chut HaSikra, which was at the 5th Amma of the Mizbeach. So from 5 to 9, that's the Rishus of 4 Amis that still belong to the Karen, and if you put the Dam there, you were Yaitzah the mitzvah of applying the Dam to the Mizbeach. Tanan, Hashem, we learned there, Chut Shel Sikra Choygre Be'emtza Lahav L'Bein Dam Melyon L'Dam Matachtoinim, that the red line on the Mizbeach used to encircle the Mizbeach in the middle of the Mizbeach, at, as we said, at the end of the fifth Amma, to separate between the dam that had to be applied of certain karbonis above the Chut HaSikra and the dam of other karbonis that were applied below the Chut HaSikra. Minohani Mili, from where do we know that we have this separation between the damim elyoinim and damim tachtoinim? Amar Rav says, Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Katina Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, concerning the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, v'hoisa ha-reshes at chatzi ha-mizbeach, that an Amma below the 5 Amma level, that means from the floor of the Mizbeach till the 4th Amma, from the 4th Amma till the 5th Amma, that Amma, there was a reshes. A reshes was a decorative copper meshwork which looked like a screen, and that was put around the Mizbeach, and it ended at the middle of the Mizbeach, at the end of the fifth Amma. So we see, since the Torah put this reshes there, HaTorah nitna mechitza l'havdol ben dam elyon l'dam matachtoinim. We see that since the Torah had a kepeda, that it should end in the middle of the Mizbeach, there must be a reason. The reason is because the damim elyonim were applied above the reshes, the dam atachtonim were applied below the reshes. So therefore, we have in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the Chut HaSikra, which ended at the fifth Amma from the floor of the Mizbeach. So likewise, that was like the reshes, that above the dam elyon was applied above the Chut HaSikra, damim atachtonim was applied below the Chut HaSikra. And then the Mishnah went on to say that shiyare hadam, the shiyare hadam, were put al yisoid droimi. When the kayin would come down the soviv, and he would come down on the southern side, down on the kevesh, he would come to the southern yisoid, and that's where he would pour out the shiori adan. Tan rabbanon al yisoid mizbeach zeh yisoid droimi. That is the yisoid droimi. Ato imer zeh yisoid droimi ein al yisoid maravi. How do you know it's the Yisoid Raimi? Maybe it's the Yisoid Maravi and the Yilmet Sassim and Amaforish. I will learn where it's not explained clearly in the Torah from there where it is explained clearly. Where is it explained clearly? It's explained clearly by the Chattas HaPnimiyos. By the Chattas HaPnimiyos, the Pasuk says that when the Kohen would come out of the Heichol, he would put the Shiori Adam at the Yisod that faced him first. Which Yisod faced him first? The western yisod, because he would hit, when he walked out, he would come in contact first with the yisod of the western part of the Mizbeach that was facing him. So that was the nearest yisod, that's where he put it down. So maybe here, by the chatois, chitzoinios, where he puts the, also the dam on the yisod, maybe you should do it the same like the chatois pnimios. And we'll learn Sosim and Amafurish. So the answer is, Amrat, you have to say, you're right. Yilmet Sosim and Amafurish, but in a different way. The way we'll learn it out is that just like when he came out of the Pesach Oil Moyed, and he went to the nearest Yisoid, which was the western one, here where he's coming down the ramp, which is to the southern side of the Mizbeach, his closest Yisoid is the southwest corner. If you remember, we explained before that on the entire southern part of the Mizbeach, except for the southwestern corner, there was no Yisoid. The southeastern corner, no Yisoid. The whole east until the northeastern corner, the last Amma, there was no Yisoid. So the closest Yisoid was the southeastern one. So just, southwestern rather. So just like when he came out of the Heichol, he, with the Chattas Pnimi, he would put it on the closest Yisoid, the same thing is over here when he's coming down the Kevesh. So the Gemara says, Yilmad Yeridasa min HaKevish L'Yitziyasa min HaHechel. Ma Yitziyasa min HaHechel B'Samachloi. Just like when he comes out of the Hechel with the Chatas Pnimi, he goes to the nearest Yisoid, and there he pours out the Shiori Adam. Af Yeridasa min HaKevish B'Samachloi. So to going down from the Kevish, he would put the Shiori Adam at the closest Yisoid, which is on the southwestern corner. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Zevezeh, you said my Ravi. Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is that both the Chatas Pnimi and the Chatas Chitzani were poured out the Shiori Adam on the western Yisoid. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagrees, and he says, Zevezeh, you said the Raimi, both were on the southern Yisoid, says the Gemara. Bishlam Laman Yom Yisoid Maravi, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says Yisoid Maravi for both, I understand very well. Because Kasavar Yilmed Sasim Ramafurish, he'll learn like the Gemara said before in the Havamina. The Gemara said, we learn out Sasim Ramafurish that you go to the closest one. But the Havamina before, a few lines up, was that we'll learn out Sasim Ramafurish just like there, it's the western Yisoid. So by Chatas Chatzaini, it's also the western Yisoid. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. El man yom according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that Yisoid Duraimi, it's the southern Yisoid. My time, why should I learn the Chatas Pnimi from the Chitzaini? Because after all, the Chatas Pnimi he comes in contact first with the western Yisoid when he comes out of the Mizbeya. Oh, it comes out of the Heichol through the Pesach Ol Moed. So why should I learn the west from the south? Why should I say both are on the south? At the best, you could say the Chatas Pnimi is west and the Chatas Chitzani is south. But they both should be south. The Torah says Beferish, he should put it at the Yisoid when he comes out of the door of the Pesach Ol Moed. Amar Rav Asi, Ksavar Haitana, this Tana holds. Kule Mizbeach Betzofen Koi. His sheet is, there's a machloikis as far as how far the Mizbeach went in front of the door of the Heichel. One sheet holds, and that's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds, that the entire Mizbeach ended at the Pesach Ol Moed. When you went out of the Pesach Ol Moed, when you came out of the Heichel, you did not come in contact with the Mizbeach. You came in contact with the Kevesh. The Kevesh was definitely in the southern part of the Azara. But the Mizbeach, according to this Mandi Omer, was totally in the northern part of the Azara. So which Yisoid would you come into contact with? Coming out of the door of the Pesach Ol Moed, that would also be the southern one. You remember we learned before that the Yisoid went along the whole western part of the Mizbeach and it wrapped around the southwestern corner. So the west he wouldn't even come in contact with. His closest Yisoid, if he walked straight out of the door of the Pesach Ol Moed, would be that wrap around Amo, where it came from the west, wrapping around to the south. That southern Amma of Yisoid, which ended there, because there was no more Yisoid on the southern side, that's where he put the dam, not only for the Chatas Chitzaini, when he walked down the Kevesh, but even by the Chatas Pnimi, when he came out of Pesach Ol Moed, he would also find that Yisoid first, and that's where he put the dam of the Chatas Pnimi as well. Lishnachrinah. The Lishnachrin is the exact same teretz as we just said, but he looks at it from the perspective of the door of the Azora, of the Heichel, as opposed to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was totally north. Lishnachrin, Kule Pesach Bedormkoi. If the Mizbeach was totally north, so then the door of the Heichel was totally in the south. And that's why, according to the first Lashon, or the Lishnachrin, the first Yisoid that he's going to come in contact with is the wraparound Amo on the southwestern tip of the Mizbeach, and that's where he would put the Shiori Adam, both for the Pnimi and the Chitzani, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. As we turn to the Afnun Gimel Amud Beis, Tana de Beir Rishmol, we learned in the Yeshiva Rishmol, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and on the side, in the Masoret Hashas, it says, Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Bir Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and from Rashi, it's Mashma, the Rashi's Girsa was, b'debei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. In other words, the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel learned that in the yeshiva Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai oimrim zeveze yisoid maravi. That apparently they had charata, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai agreed to Rabbi Shmuel that it's not the southern yisoid, but it's the western yisoid. V'simoneich. And what's your siman, not to get confused? How do you know whether it's Rabbi Shmuel who agreed to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, or Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai agreed to Rabbi Shmuel? So the way to remember it is that Mishchu Gavre LeGavra, that the many, Rashi learns that this means that the Talmidim of the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, who were many, they were able to, Talmid Rabbi Shmuel Shem Rubin, Rashi says, Mashlis Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Loimer Kedivri Rabin. They convinced Rabbi Shimon Yochai to say, like their Rabbi Shmuel, that Zevizeh Bimariv. Zevizeh Yisoid Maravi. Taisus brings Rashi's pshat. Taisus has a Gevaldik Akasha, because we're going to learn in Daf Kuf Yotesamid Beis. There was also a Machlis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And there the Gemara says that Moshu Gavri LeGavra, that they schlepped Rabbi Shmuel to agree to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. So Taisa says, what kind of simon is Moshu Gavri LeGavra if sometimes it could mean they schlepped Rabbi Shimon Yochai to Rabbi Shmuel, and over there we find a Kufya Tesla Beis, they schlepped Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. What kind of simon? Elamai, Taisa says, that really Moshu Gavri LeGavra is like we find in Kufya Tesla Beis. They schlepped Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And the Girsan our Gemara is not Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi, but Zev Zeh Yisoid Droimi. And it would seem, according to Taisus, it's probably better to be Garis like we have in our Gemara. Tana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Ke Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. That in the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, they had Charata, and they learned like Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. That, in other words, Rabbi Shimon Yochai was able to convince Rabbi Shmuel, and that's what the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel eventually learned in their yeshiva, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And Tosfos explains, why is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai called Gavre in the plural? And the Bei Rabbi Shmuel is called Gavra in the singular, because since Rabbi Shimon Yochai is known by his name, as well as his father's name, ben Yochai, so he has always two people with him, himself and his father, whereas Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have his father's name with him. He's known as one person. So wherever we have this term of Mashu Gavri LeGavri, it means the one with the double name, with the name of himself and his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was able to convince the singular person, which is Rabbi Shmuel. And in fact, the Girsan our Gemara should be that Zev Zeh Yisoid Deroimi, like the Shita of the Gavri, which is Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Begins the next Mishnah, Ha'ayla Kachik Adashim. The Oila is Kachik Adashim, and the Gemara will ask immediately, why is it, in the previous Mishnah, concerning Chattas and Shamais, there we don't say Chattas Kachik Adashim. The Mishnah doesn't make such a statement. The Gemara will discuss this as soon as we begin the Gemara. Now, Rashi points out that if an oil is considered Kach Kedoshim, it has enough come in four dinim. The first din is Psul Yaitse, that if somebody takes the meat outside of the Azara, outside of the Kloyim in the Mishkan, then it passels it. Then also, there's if a Tful Yaim, someone who toiveled, but he didn't have hair of Shemesh, it didn't come nighttime, or a Mechusar Kippurim, so he didn't have his full kapora. These people could be metamei kachi kachim. And the fourth halacha is a din of me'ila. Now, Tosfos points out, in Divrei Maaseh Kachi Kadashim, that Rashi should have just said, yaitzei and moyalin ba, because tzvul yoyim and mechus kippurim applies to kachi kalim, that these people can be metamei kachi kalim just like kachi kadashim. So the only two things that Kachi Kadashim is special is the Psul Yaitse, because Kachim Kalim can be eaten outside of the Kloyim, outside of the Azorah, it can be eaten in the city of Yerushalayim. So there's no Psul Yaitse outside of the Azorah. And there's no Din Me'ila until there is Shechita and Zrika. There's no Din Me'ila. Masha'enki by Kachim Kachim, there's a Din Me'ila if somebody has enough for his own pleasure. There's a din me'ilah even before the shechita and the zrika of the dam. So Einachanami wants the Shechita and Zrik of Dam, even by Kachim Kalam, as Rashi will tell us soon on this Amud, then that itself has a din of Kachim Kachim, since you're going to bring the meat on the Mizbeach. So that meat has a din of Kachim Kachim. But before the Shechita and the Zrika, Kachim Kalim, there is no din Me'ila. Once it is Geshachten, and there is Zrika's Hadam, so the meat that's brought on the Mizbeach has a din of Kachim Kachim, even by Kachim Kalim, and there will be a din Me'ila. Continues the Mishnah, Shechitas B'Tzofen, the oil is Shechted in the northern part of the Azor, V'Kibul Doma B'Klisharas B'Tzofen, and again, you're Mekabel the Dam in a Keli. Also, the Kohen is standing in the northern part of the Azor. Now, this is different than a Chatas. By the Chatas, we learned that you put it on each of the four Kohenes. Here, you apply it twice, and by doing it twice, you're going to actually be covering all four walls of the Mizbeach. How exactly this is done, we will see a Machlaikis in the Gemara. V'tu'una hefshit, and you have to skin the oila, the skin goes to the kahanim, then the tuach, you have to cut it up, and the kolol, and le'ishim, it's totally consumed, totally burnt by fire, everything except the skin, which the kohen gets, the rest, by an oila, is totally consumed on the mizbeach. Begins the Gemara, oila my time, as Rashi explains, what is the reason that by oila we find in our Mishnah that it states that it makes an opening statement that an oila is considered kachek kadosh, which it does not do by chatas and ashim? The Gemara answers, mishum like sivba kachek kadoshim he. We don't find that in the pasuk. By chatas and ashim, we find that it's called kachek kadoshim. However, by an oila, it's not. So if it's not, how do we know it is a kachek kadoshim? On this, Rashi answers, because since it's totally consumed on the Mizbeach, which you don't find by a chatzav ashim, so if a chatzav ashim is considered kachek kadoshim, certainly an oila is considered kachek kadoshim. And here's where Rashi says that even kachem kalim, once it's geshachten, and the dam was nizrik on the Mizbeach, and you bring the meat on to burn on the Mizbeach, that meat has a din of kachem kadoshim, even from kachem kalim, as we learned before, then there will be a din me'ila on that meat, even of kachem kalim. So an oila is certainly kachek kadoshim, but the Mishnah had to speak it out because we don't find the beferish in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Rehechi Ovid, how exactly do we do the shtayim shehein arba? Omer Rav, says Rav, noisein v'choizer v'noisein, that he puts it on each side. Now let us explain what Rashi gives us to understand. We're going to learn out from Sukkim in the Gemara that it has to be put on all four walls of the Mizbeach, but there's another halacha that there's a din of Yesoid. You can only apply it on the Mizbeach if underneath where you're applying it there is the Yesoid. So, therefore, you cannot apply it to the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach because there's no Yesoid there. You could apply it to the northeastern corner because there is a Yesoid on the northern part of the Mizbeach and the wraparound one Amma to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Now, were you, Rashi explains, to put it on the northeastern corner and the northwest corner, there all you would be doing is covering three walls of the Mizbeach, three sides of the Mizbeach. You'd be covering the eastern part, the northern part, and the western part. But you would not be covering at all the southern part. So therefore, if you're forced to use the northeastern corner, then diagonally across from northeast, you have to put it on the southwest. By putting it on the northeast, because we're going to see in the Gemara, you're going to apply it both on the northern side of that corner and on the eastern side. So that's already two sides of the Mizbeach. And then you're going to apply it to the southwestern corner. You're going to apply it both to the southern side of that southwestern corner and on the western side of the southwestern corner. So now, by doing it diagonally, northeast, southwest, you have accomplished All four walls of the Mizbeach have dam on them. So now the Gemara will learn this out from Psukim. But Rav Shita is, Amar Rav, Neisen v'chayzer v'neisen. Well, if you have to put it on the northeast, so you put it, let's say, on the eastern side, then you put it on the northern side, then you go to the southwestern corner, you put it on the southern side, and then you put it on the western side. So actually, you're doing four actions. Why is it called Shtaim Shein Arba? It means because you're winding up only with two corners of the four corners of the Mizbeach. But in fact, you're making four applications. This is the sheet of Rav. Shmuel Omer, no, Matana Achas Kemin Gamma Naisein, that on each of the two corners that he's going to give it, the northeast and the southwest, he's going to make it like a Gamma. Rashi says is a Greek letter, which looks like a final chaf, a chaf pshuta, as opposed to chaf kfula. So he takes the basin and he throws the dam, and by throwing it towards the edge of these two corners, he's going to hit, let's say, the northeastern corner. By throwing it towards the edge, the northeast edge, he's going to have some dam going on the northern part of the Mizbeach. He's going to have some dam going on the eastern part, and it will look similar to a letter, the Greek letter that comes at right angles, which is the Gamma. So the Shmuel says, Matana Achas Kim Gamma Noisen. And the Gemara says, really, this is Machlokes Tanoim, Kitanoi. Yochli Zuken Zrika Achas. I would think that he should do one Zrika on the corner, or on the whole Mizbeach Tamad Loimer Saviv. It says Saviv, as Rashi brings down, that it says Vizorku es Adam al Mizbeach Saviv, which is written by an Oyla and also by Shlomim and Ashim. So if it's Saviv all around the Mizbeach with one Zrika, you can't do it. E Saviv, if you have to do it all around the Mizbeach, Yochli Kifano, I would think you have to encircle it Kichut with like a thread. Talmud Loimer Vizarku, you have to throw it. And in order to make a line of blood like a thread all around the Mizbeach, that could only be done with your finger on touching the Mizbeach. By throwing it, you cannot do it. Hakeitzet, so how are you supposed to be mekayem what the Torah wants? The answer is, Kimin Gamo Shtei Matane Shein Arba. You throw it. But how are you mekayem saviv? Because when you throw it like a gamma, so you're going to hit the northeastern corner, you're going to hit the southwestern corner, so you don't do neisen v'chayzer v'neisen. You don't do the east and then the north and then the south and then the west, but rather you, in one shot, you do northeast. And there it splatters on the northern wall and on the eastern wall. You do in one shot southwest, and it splatters on the southern wall and on the western wall. Rabbi Shmuel says, Namar Khan, it says over here by Oila the word Saviv, as we learned the Pasuk, Vizarkas Adam Lam Zbeach Saviv. The Namar Lahalan, it says by Moshe, by the Shmoini Mea Miluim, by the Chanukah Samishkan, so Moshe was told to take a Chatos. And he was told to apply the dam on the karnis of Mizbeach. Vayikach Moshe Sadam. We find in Vayikra, Perik Ches Pasuk Tezvov. Vayiten al karnis of Mizbeach. Saviv Betzboy, with his finger, he put it around the corners of the Mizbeach, as the din is by all Chatois, as we learned on Amid Aleph. So it says by Oyla Saviv, and it says by Chata Saviv, Mala Halim Pisik Varbal Matanis. Just like over there, he made it four separate applications on each of the four kronois. So Afkan here by Oila, Pisik Varba Matanois. He also has to separate it and make four applications. It winds up Shtaim Shein Arba, two corners that are really four sides. But how many times does he have to do the dam? Neisen v'chayzer v'neisen. He has to do it on the eastern side and on the northern side. He has to do it on the southern side and on the western side. He has to do it four times. Ask the Gemara, if so, im alahan arba matonis al arba kronis, afkan arba matonis al arba kronis. So maybe it should have the halacha just like the chatas, where you do it on the four corners, which means you do it on the southeastern keren and the northeastern keren, the northwestern keren and the southwestern keren. Here you're telling me not like that. Here you're telling me you do it on northeast and then diagonally across to the southwest. But you're missing the southeastern corner and the northwestern corner. Maybe if you're learning it from this Gzereshav of Savav from Chata, so maybe the din by Oila is that the four applications have to actually be on the four edges of the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the answer is, that can't be. Why? Amrat, Oila Tuna Yisoy. There is something that Oila has unique to it, which a Chata stuff doesn't have, and that's the Yisoy. It needs Yisoy. The Karen Mizrach is dry Mizrach, you saw it. And the southwestern corner did not have a Yisoy. So he can't do it over there in the southwestern. And yet he has to do it to hit all four. So the only way he could do it by hitting all four is doing northeast and southwest. Again, if he would do northeast and northwest, it wouldn't be good because he would only be getting three walls, east, west, and north. He would totally not be getting south. So the only way to do Saviv, to get off four walls, and yet that he should throw it, the only way would be to do the northeast corner and the southwestern corner, and then he'll also have the criterion of Yisod, which those two corners have. Now the Gemara says, my time. Why, in fact, did the southwestern corner not have a Yisoid? Amar Rabbi Lezer, Lefish Loi Hoysa, Bechelkei Shel Toireif. It was not in the portion, as Rashi explains, of Binyamin. Concerning Binyamin, Yaakov had a Nevuah, and he said, Ze'ev Yitreif. He's going to be a grabber. So this was not in the Chelik of Binyamin. Actually, the Beis HaMikdash was between the Chelik of Yehuda and Binyamin. Let us continue. The Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mizbeach Oichel Bechelkoi Shel Yehuda Amo. The Mizbeach ate in the portion of Yehuda one Amo. Now what this means is that on the northern part of the Mizbeach, that was all in Chelik Binyamin. This, the western part of the Mizbeach, it was all in Chelik Binyamin. Then there was a strip after he had the wraparound of the Yisoid on the southwestern corner. There was a strip of land on that southern part of the Mizbeach that belonged to Yehuda. Then going to the southeast corner and going up the eastern part of the Mizbeach, that was all in Chelik Yehuda. And Chelik Yehuda ended at the last Amma, where we have the wraparound of the Yisoid on the northeastern corner. So as we mentioned before, from the southwestern corner, that Amma of the Yisoid, until the northeastern corner, that Amma of the Yisoid, the almost two complete sides, except for the last Amma on each side, that was totally in Chelek Yehuda. So there are two ways to learn what Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak is saying, that Mizbeach Oichel B'chelkish Yehuda Amma. One pshat is that there was a Yisoid on both sides, on all four sides, even on the southern and on the eastern sides. However, it didn't have a kedusha of a Yisoid, because if it would have had the kedusha of a Yisoid, the whole Mizbeach, including the Yisoid, was all in Chelik Binyamin. And Chelik Binyamin could not take up an Amma in the Chelik of Yehuda. So, although technically there was a Yisoid there, and according to this pshat, Mizbeach Oichel B'chelkei Shel Yehuda Amma means that it did take up a chelik of Yehuda, that Yisoid, but it did not have the kedusha of the Yisoid of the other sides of the Mizbeach. However, Rashi wants to learn the pshat that in fact there was no Yisoid there whatsoever. And what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak means is, had there been a Yisoid, then it would have eaten up a chelik of Yehuda and Amma. And it couldn't, because that wasn't given over to Binyamin. It was given over to Yehuda. Binyamin had no right to encroach upon the chelek of Yehuda, because western, the Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Nashim, anything west of this Beach belonged in chelek Yehuda. So Binyamin had no right to take up an Amo of the Yisoid of Yehuda, and had he had the Yisoid there, it would have been taken up from Yehuda. Therefore, there was no Yisoid there. And since there was no Yisoid there, the Toireif, Binyamin Zev Yitroif, he did not receive any portion of Yehuda there. Therefore, there was no Yisoid. Therefore, the Kayin was not able to put the dam on the southeastern corner of the Oila, because he couldn't put the dam of the oil on that southeastern part of the Mizbech, because there's no Yisoid there. He had to go to the northeastern, and then in order to make four sides, he went diagonally across to the southwestern part.